Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, we're in the midst of another scorching Texas summer, although it's been fairly mild so far. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about how the heat can affect even the youngest Texans.
Well, Tony, summertime is one of my favorite times of the year. The days are longer. You have travel and fun with family, and you can really catch some relaxing moments along the way. But all with this comes rising temperatures, and it does seem to be getting hotter by the day. With that, we all need to take the time to make certain we protect our children from dangers like heat stroke. I didn't realize this, but Texas was number one in vehicular heat stroke deaths between 1998 and 2013. Now, Tony, that's a statistic we absolutely need to change.
Well, it sure is. What's on the top of the list?
Well, there actually are a number of things, but most importantly, we need to remember not to leave children in a car unattended. I mean, it doesn't take but just a matter of minutes. They say within 10 minutes of being alone, a car's temperature can rise by as much as 20 degrees, and that can be a life killer during the middle of the summer.
Well, it sure can. How can you prevent it?
Parents can place a purse, backpack, briefcase, gym bag, or even a cell phone in the back seat of their car. It should be something that you'll need at your next stop and can serve as a great reminder that your child is present in the car, as crazy as that might seem. But just please take precautions this summer to protect young ones. Safe Kids Worldwide has some terrific resources on their website.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.